Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick off with a remarkable achievement in the open source world, as ReactOS marks its 30th year of development by reaching a major milestone in compatibility. In 2026, ReactOS has moved significantly closer to Windows NT 6.0 compatibility, synchronizing their Microsoft C runtime library with Wine 10.0 for the first time. This update led to a 30% reduction in API test failures, tackling roughly 7,574 out of over 25,000 reported issues. A clear sign of how far the project has come. What does this mean for users? Essentially, ReactOS is becoming more robust, and this stability sets a solid foundation for stronger application compatibility into the future. For advocates of open source software, this marks a major leap in providing viable alternatives to proprietary systems, especially for those seeking freedom from traditional Windows licensing. From open source operating systems, let's turn to the ongoing story of scientific exploration at the world's most powerful research facility, CERN. Mark Thompson has been named as CERN's new Director General, taking the helm at a critical point as the organization embarks on a major upgrade to the Large Hadron Collider. And plans for the ambitious Future Circular Collider are also well underway. Starting in June, the high luminosity upgrades for the LHC begin, aiming to ramp up collision rates and data collection, with the hope of revealing new physics beyond our current understanding. At the same time, Thompson is guiding plans for the Future Circular Collider, a gargantuan 91-kilometer ring that, if approved in 2028, could redefine the scale and ambition of particle physics, all at an estimated preliminary cost of $19 billion. The scope is massive, both in terms of the research questions at stake and the infrastructural investment required, making this one of the most closely watched scientific projects of the decade. As always, transformational science demands not only technological breakthroughs, but robust leadership and a clear vision, a mantle handed now to Thompson. Back in the realm of everyday computing, several major Linux distributions have pushed out important security updates over the past week, aiming to patch pressing vulnerabilities. Debian addressed issues in ImageMagick and NetDesNMP, while Fedora shipped updates for Delve and the Google Cloud SQL proxy, and SUSE moved quickly to update both Podman and Python packages. Collectively, these rollouts highlight the dedication of Linux distro maintainers and the proactive strategies required to keep open source systems safe and stable in a constantly evolving threat environment. Shifting gears, let's spotlight one of the more lightweight but beloved Linux desktop environments, IceWM, which recently received a significant update with the release of version 4.0. Key enhancements in IceWM 4.0 include a smoother Alt plus Tab window switcher, making it easier for multitaskers to juggle several open applications effectively, especially on lower-end hardware. The update also introduces default 32-bit RGBA support for better graphics, improved alpha blending, and unified standard icon sizes, all of which contribute to a cleaner, sharper UI. These refinements might seem small at first glance, but for users of minimal Linux environments, the combination of speed and visual polish is a real game-changer. Now, as we traverse the digital world, trust in what we see has never been more hotly debated. A concern highlighted by Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram. Mosseri recently voiced worries about the decreasing credibility of visual content, urging users to be more discerning and critically engage with digital media in an age of widespread image manipulation. He warns that manipulated visuals can warp public perception, shaping narratives in ways that may stray far from the truth, and calls for renewed focus on digital literacy. This public dialogue signals just how much is at stake, as visual misinformation becomes increasingly sophisticated and pervasive online. Sticking with tech that's reshaping cities, let's pivot to San Francisco, where Waymo's robo-taxis are altering the landscape, particularly around parking and curb usage. The surge in autonomous vehicles has led to fierce competition for scarce curb space, fueling resident frustration, city planner headaches, and the need for fresh infrastructure solutions. Urban planners are now grappling with questions about how best to regulate robo-taxi fleets, avoid gridlock, and adapt city spaces for these new transport realities, all while safeguarding pedestrian experience. The discussion hints at wider issues. How emerging technologies often outpace the systems designed to govern and accommodate them, creating a complex mix of innovation and growing pains. Next up is a technical highlight for the Linux gaming community as SDL 3.4 launches with new APIs that bolster compatibility across multiple renderers and introduce stronger EM script and support for browser-based applications. These changes empower developers to create more portable games and multimedia applications, opening the door to smoother performance and more consistent cross-platform experiences. Enhanced rendering capabilities and subtle performance tweaks might fly under the radar for most gamers, but make no mistake, they are fundamental to the future viability of Linux as a competitive gaming platform. While we're on the subject of Linux hardware support, the kernel 6.19 release, which arrived on New Year's Eve, brought relief for many MediaTek MT792X Wi-Fi users after a critical patch fix. A previous patch had inadvertently broken Wi-Fi functionality on some MediaTek devices, but a hasty code revert in 6.19 has now restored reliable wireless support for affected users. That's a good example of how maintaining open source drivers isn't always a straightforward path, and why a rapid, community-driven response is so vital. In related news, there are plans for 2026 to further improve Linux support for older AMD GPUs, including new display bridge features and refreshed legacy code. This ongoing work means continued life for older graphics cards, helping users get more value out of their existing hardware in an industry that often pushes rapid obsolescence. Let's talk about diversity in Linux as well. Five underrated distributions have been gaining quiet momentum and deserve a closer look for anyone on the hunt for a fresh desktop experience in 2025. Among them are CacheOS, Sparky Linux, Voyager Debian Edition, and Pardus, each offering unique spins on usability, performance, and niche features. These distros highlight the creative potential of the Linux ecosystem, providing tailored environments for different users and use cases far beyond the familiar heavyweight options. Beyond the desktop, a space company in the UK has made headlines by successfully launching a semiconductor manufacturing facility in orbit, using microgravity to produce ultra-pure semiconductors not feasible on Earth. The results promise a revolution in chip manufacturing, potentially opening up new frontiers for high-purity components essential to next-generation computing, communications, and even quantum devices. While this technology remains in its early stages, the proof of concept could dramatically shift the economics and capabilities of advanced chip production. Meanwhile, the continuing squeeze on space agency budgets has claimed a significant casualty: the closure of NASA's largest research library at the Goddard Space Flight Center. Staff and researchers have expressed concern that a portion of the historic, non-digitized documents may now be archived or even discarded, raising alarm about the future of irreplaceable scientific records. The closure spotlights the ongoing tension between resource constraints and the need to preserve humanity's collective knowledge. The losses are not only tangible, but deeply symbolic. In a very different workplace development, a controversial trend has emerged in tech offices: the use of nicotine pouches as productivity enhancers under the banner of workplace wellness. Companies like HelloPatient are supplying these pouches to employees over 21, touting their focus-boosting properties, especially for those with ADHD. Alex Cohen, founder of HelloPatient, shared his viewpoint that nicotine helped him focus on tasks and manage distractions, sparking a wider discussion around this growing phenomenon. While some tech professionals hail the cognitive benefits, critics warn about health implications and the risk of normalizing addictive substances as tools in competitive work environments. As this trend gathers pace, it joins a long line of productivity hacks which raise questions about where we draw the line between improved focus and potential harm. On the cybersecurity front, the emergence of the Dark Spectre group has alarmed experts, having orchestrated one of the largest browser extension malware operations to date, compromising more than 8.8 million users across Chrome, Edge, Firefox, and Opera. The operation employs interlinked malware campaigns, Shady Panda, Ghost Poster, and the Zoom Stealer, collecting personal data and committing fraud with increasing sophistication and reach. These attacks highlight the constant arms race between criminals and security professionals, as browser-based threats become ever more elaborate and difficult for the average user to detect. Vigilance, regular software updates, and robust education remain as critical as ever for defending personal data in an environment where no platform is immune. Meanwhile, OpenAI has made waves in the tech industry not just for its artificial intelligence breakthroughs, but for its remarkable compensation packages, averaging $1.5 million of stock-based compensation per employee in 2025, leapfrogging even the most lucrative Silicon Valley benchmarks. The strategy is a response to fierce competition for top talent, with projections suggesting annual stock-based comp could grow by an additional $3 billion through 2030. OpenAI's move is having ripple effects throughout the tech sector, raising the stakes and reshaping what talented professionals expect in the war for skilled AI experts. Turning toward the growing debate around online privacy, A series of bills, including the Kids Online Safety Act or KOSA, aim to introduce tougher age verification requirements for online content in 2025. These policies have met resistance from privacy and civil rights groups, who warn that widespread age verification could infringe on digital rights, stifle expression, and set worrying precedents for online anonymity. At the same time, a patchwork of state-level measures has come up against constitutional challenges, underscoring just how legally and ethically complex the debate over online privacy and minor protection has become. As lawmakers, tech platforms, and advocacy agencies spar over these questions, the outcome will shape not only what's legal online, but the fundamental way society deals with digital identity, autonomy, and safety. So as we charge into 2026, it's clear that the technology landscape is evolving rapidly, stretching the boundaries of what's possible and what's permissible at the same time. From software that opens up new freedoms, to space-based manufacturing, and the most ambitious particle accelerators humanity has ever built, innovation is only accelerating. But alongside these triumphs come pressing questions about privacy, trust, digital rights, workplace well-being, and security, reminding us that with every leap forward, new responsibilities follow. Collaboration, transparency, and critical thinking will be more vital than ever as we navigate these complex times, working together to ensure that technological progress serves all. Thanks for listening.